If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello. Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 59 of the 80%. Today, we'll be talking about Sigmund Freud's theory of personality and how it's related to our money habits. You'll learn about the id, the ego, and the superego, and how each one can trick you into making bad financial decisions, plus what you can do to avoid those mistakes and improve your personal finance. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte at ako ay isang registered financial planner. Since 2007, nagbibigay na ako ng financial advice through my blog entitled Ready to be Rich. And I continue this advocacy through this podcast kung saan pag-uusapan natin ang mga effective strategies kung paano ba yumaman. Thank you for tuning in, and now, on to the show. Sigmund Freud. I'm sure kilala mo siya or you're probably familiar with his name. He is a neurologist and is widely known as the father of modern psychology. Sigmund Freud developed the psychoanalytic theory of personality, which argues that human behavior is the result of the interactions among three component parts of the mind: the id, that's ID, id, the ego, and the superego. According to Freud, conflicts among these three structures and our efforts to find balance among what each of them desires determines how we behave and approach the world. Nakapanood ka na ba, usually sa mga cartoons ito, yung isang character may lumalabas na devil at angel sa balikat niya, tapos sinasabi nila kung ano yung dapat gawin ng character? That's a good representation of the id, the ego, and the superego. Yung devil, siya yung id, which is the most primitive of the three structures. Its desire is instant gratification of basic physical needs and urges. For example, may nakita kang chocolate sa bahay niyo. Ang sasabihin ni id, kunin mo yung chocolate at kainin. Wala itong pakialam kung may ibang may-ari ng chocolate. Basta para sa kanya, alam niyang masarap kumain ng chocolate kaya yun ang gusto niyang gawin mo. That's the id. Yung angel, siya naman yung superego, which is primarily concerned with social rules and morality. Kumbaga, siya yung konsensya mo. Its desire is to always do what society dictates as the right thing to do. Dun sa example natin na chocolate, ang sasabihin ni superego, "Uy, wag mo kunin yan kasi hindi sa'yo yan. Hindi tama ang magnakaw." And that's the role of the superego. Lastly, the person or the self is the ego, which is the rational and pragmatic part of our personality. Yung ego ang nasa gitna at siya yung naghahanap ng balance between the demands of the id and the superego in the practical context of reality. Again, dun sa chocolate example natin, hahanap ng compromise si ego. One solution would be, pupunta ka na lang sa tindahan at bibili ng chocolate. This way, na-satisfy mo yung desire ni id na kumain ng chocolate and also yung gusto ni superego na hindi ka magnakaw. Gets nyo? So basically, si id ang primal instinct natin. Tapos si superego, siya naman ang high moral compass. Tapos si ego, siya ang nagde-decide kung paano i-resolve ang conflict between the two, between the id and the superego. The balance that we strike in any given situation determines how we will resolve the conflict between the two behavioral tendencies, which are the biological aggressive and pleasure-seeking drives of the id, versus the social acceptance and moral desires of the superego. When I first learned about the id, the ego, and the superego, naisip ko, hindi ba mas maganda kung si superego parati ang pakikinggan ni ego? Unfortunately, it's not that simple. It's easy to understand bakit hindi pwedeng si id ang parati nating susundin. Magiging irrational tayo, emotional even, at mawawalan tayo ng pakialam sa iba. Ang motto siguro natin, nako, bahala kayo dyan, basta ako, masaya. On the other hand, kapag si superego naman ang parati nating pinakikinggan, magiging perfectionist tayo. We will be so afraid to break the rules of society that we would probably never take risks. Plus, we will be so strict with ourselves that we would never enjoy life at all. May kilala ka ba na parati na lang nagrereklamo? Yung sa lahat ng bagay na lang may nakikita siyang mali. Yun, parang ganun si superego. Parang magiging ganun ang personality mo kapag si superego lagi ang sinusunod mo. Katulad kanina, nung nag-decide ka na bumili na lang ng chocolate instead of kunin yung nakita mo sa table, akala mo tatahimik na si superego? Malamang hindi at sasabihin niya sa'yo, hindi ba nagpapapayat ka? Bakit ka bibili ng chocolate? Dapat healthy ang kinakain mo. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is Copy Trader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openeToroaccount. That's bit.ly/openeToroaccount. Again, that's bit.ly/openeToroaccount, all small letters. Do you want to invest in real estate for as low as 1,000 pesos? Then check out Flint PH, the first tech-enabled, low-cost Philippine real estate crowdfunding platform that is made for investors who would like to invest in Philippine real estate properties. Flint provides a fixed and safe return on investment, especially for those looking to earn passive income. Flint is open to anyone at any time, even to those who are based outside the Philippines. Sign up for a free account today and visit bit.ly/flintph. That's bit.ly/flintph. Again, that's bit.ly/flintph, all small letters. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. The id represents your most basic instincts, including sex drive and your desire for food and other survival needs. This part of your personality is driven by the pleasure principle, so it encourages you to seek out rewards with no thought about consequences. Your id is what drives you to spend money on expensive restaurants, go to the spa, take luxury vacations, and anything else that makes you feel good. Whether you splurge on something big or make lots of little treat-yourself purchases, spending impulsively on pleasure eventually adds up and it will ruin your finances. Since the id is impulsive, the most effective way to control its desires is to eliminate or minimize the temptation. May sale sa mall, then huwag kang pumunta doon. Nagtitipid ka, then huwag kang dadaan doon sa favorite restaurant mo. May parating na seat sale, siguro i-hide mo muna sa timeline mo yung mga friends mo na mahilig mag-travel. Aside from avoiding the temptation, effective strategy din ang gawing mahirap or to make it difficult for you to spend unnecessarily. Again, the id is after instant gratification. So, if something takes a lot of time to do, then it won't be as aggressive. For example, i-uninstall mo muna yung mga online shopping apps and remove your credit card details from shopping websites. Para kahit na may makita kang advertisement at matempt ka na bilhin ito, tatama rin ka kasi ang dami mo pang gagawin bago mo siya mabili online. Pupunta ka ba sa grocery? Then cash lang ang dalhin mo sa loob na eksakto lang sa balak mong bilhin. Iwanan mo sa kotse or sa package counter yung bag mo kasama ng ATM and credit cards mo. This way, kapag natempt ka na bumili ng isang bagay na wala naman sa listahan mo, sa grocery list mo, magdadalawang isip ka kasi kailangan mo pang puntahan at kunin ang bag mo. The superego, on the other hand, is your higher self. Its main desire is to do what's best for you with respect to what it has learned to be moral and accepted in society. Indeed, that's generally a good thing, but your superego can occasionally lead you into committing poor financial decisions. For example, lahat ng kaibigan mo ay naka-iPhone. Pwedeng sabihin ng superego mo na dapat naka-iPhone ka rin because that seems to be what's acceptable in your social circle. Hindi talaga siya inggit, but it's more of conforming to what's normal in your environment. Another example is kapag may umuutang sa'yo na kamag-anak or kaibigan. Kapag nahihirapan kang tumanggi, yun bang kahit alam mo na you can't really afford to lend them money but you still do? That's also your superego telling you that you should help others because that's what a good person does. Pagdating sa superego, the solution is to train your mind to think differently. Yung id, hindi mo siya pwedeng turuan because it's impulsive. Kaya ang solusyon natin sa kanya is to avoid the temptation. Fortunately, si superego natuturuan. Kumbaga para siyang merong growth mindset. Meaning, you can teach it to see things differently. Pwede mong iparealize sa kanya na hindi importante ang brand ng cellphone mo. Na kahit hindi ka naka-iPhone, your friends will not think less of you. Moreover, you can help it understand that yes, importante na tumulong sa ibang tao. Pero dapat, hindi natin pinapabayaan ang sarili natin. Katulad sa eroplano, during an emergency, di ba ang instructions ay ilagay mo muna ang oxygen mask mo bago mo tulungan ang ibang tao sa pagsuot ng oxygen masks nila. So if helping others will put your own finances at risk, then it's okay to say no and probably just try to see if you can help them in other ways. Lastly, the one making the decisions, yung ego, it can also lead you into making bad financial decisions. Again, your ego is all about finding a balance between the desires of your id and the desires of your superego. For instance, last year, a lot of people were buying air fryers. Yung id mo, gusto rin bumili kasi nakukuryo siya sa lasa ng pagkain na niluto sa air fryer. Plus, it's craving for that feel-good shopping experience and the novelty of owning something new. And just like sa previous example natin, your superego might also tell you to buy that air fryer because that seems to be what's right and acceptable in your social circle. Plus, pwede din niyang sabihin na mas healthy ang air fryer. So, that's also good for your body. Thus, the result would be, ayun, mapapabili ka ng air fryer kahit na wala sa budget mo. Katulad ng superego, your ego can also be trained. And you can definitely teach it different strategies on how to make better financial decisions. For example, you can learn how to budget and create a spending plan. This way, your ego can check if you can really afford to buy that air fryer. At kapag nakita ng superego mo na, teka, hindi pala pasok sa budget mo yung air fryer, then it can change its mind and say, no, don't buy that air fryer because it's not the best thing to do right now. Learning the psychology of our mind can help us understand our behavior, our habits, and why we do the things that we do. There are many theories of personality. Sigmund Freud's is just one of many that can help us understand how we think. And I hope that in sharing with you today the concept of the id, the ego, and the superego, you can have more awareness of the conversations that you have in your mind so you can be more intentional with your financial decisions and be able to make better choices with your money. And that's the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please follow or subscribe to The 80% at i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. This is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again in our next episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.